Ready?
Yeah, yeah. Good to go.
Good to go.
Yeah. Yo, what's good? What's good? What's good? It's the Hard Food Podcast.
Back again.
Back again.
Back again.
My name's Juice English.
Jackson.
And this is episode 18.
Yes.
Of the Hard Food Podcast.
Yes.
Please like, share, subscribe.
Yes.
And shout out to the sponsors, Chosen Few. Go onto the website.
50% off.
Wait, what? 50 now?
Yeah, 50% off.
It's still in my basket, you know. I've still got stuff in the basket.
If I'd go in there quick, you know, 50% off.
Oh, yeah.
50% off. Yo.
Maybe next week still.
You know what I mean?
Maybe next week. The funds are going to recover.
50% off.
Still. But yeah, hold tight. 50% still. Chosen Few. Hold tight Jade Cargill as well. Just because. Yeah. Just because, you know.
Certain amount of jaded.
Just because. Trying to be jaded. But yeah, man. Timbo Slice in the building.
Yeah.
DJ back in the building.
What going with that?
What are we saying? Is everyone good? Is everyone good?
I'm perturbed.
Perturbed.
I'm upset. Yeah.
Is my seat? Do I look short?
No.
Do I look alright?
You're fine.
Do I look good?
You look great.
Alright, safe.
You're looking.
Great. You look great.
So a lot's happened.
A lot has happened.
Since we last recorded.
Yep.
Yeah.
Since we last recorded. J. Cole has where do we even start? I'm giddy, I am.
Where do we begin?
It's just funny times. It's just hilarious.
A bit childish, isn't it?
It's just I don't even know. Alright, so literally hours after we recorded, J. Cole released a response to Kendrick Lamar and sent shots at the God's Way. And 2 days later, he apologized. Said sorry.
Who spoke to him? Like, obviously, something had to have happened. Like, when I say who spoke to him, could be anything, could be anyone, like some higher power. Like, but what moment did he have it's with conscience. Himself?
Conscience.
To be like, you know what? Excuse me. I'm going to withdraw this statement.
You know what?
Not much good.
Like, I'll tell you straight. So, you see me. You know what it's like? This is like, man come with the biggest chat. Gets everyone to believe him because he's shown the ability.
You're king.
And then it's like, you don't want to do nothing.
Is this your king?
Now, the thing is, I don't think they knew how much they ate with that. The thing is, I've realized why Kendrick don't resonate with me. I've realized this the last few days. I realized why Kendrick don't resonate with me.
Mm. Short.
I realized why. No, because when I because I grew up,
you gotta be 5'8".
No. But you know what it is? I grew up with the killers.
Kendrick's a killer.
No. I mean, the man that will...
Oh, the actual you murderers.
Punch you up.
The criminals. And that. Oh, yeah.
Because I grew up on that,
mm-hmm.
and because their man could bar as well, it's like Kendrick's the guy that knows the killers.
Yeah.
But
he says that?
He doesn't get in the activity.
He doesn't need to.
So, yeah. Did you listen to Good Kid, M.A.A.D City?
Yeah, I know, innit?
He explained that.
But that's the thing. I'm used to Bad Kid, M.A.A.D City.
Yeah, but you know, but you can't say it. You can't even say that.
Could
you? No, but you're a J. Cole fan?
No. I respect J. Cole. Yeah, of course I do.
But J. Cole's an amazing guy.
But the thing is, yeah.
Incredible human being.
But that's the thing. It's like, what I came upon, like, when I heard this, you know what? I couldn't even listen to it.
To what? J. Cole.
That, you know what? I'll this is a joke, you know.
Give us a timeline.
Okay, cool. Monday. I'll wake up.
Was it Monday?
Yeah.
Oh, the apology?
Yeah.
Okay, okay, okay.
So, okay, cool. So.
Wait. See, we're all right, over the place. Yeah, should we start? The tune drops, yeah. The tune drops.
Friday. I'm like, he dropped a few jabs. Me and Juice was chatting. He's like, yeah, he just like, let him know. I'm like, bro, like, I don't want to do this to you, but like,
oh no! Wait! Even back, like literally, I open my eyes, and first thing I do, go to my phone, and I see a notification from Reddit. J. Cole has responded.
I didn't know he had one on Reddit. Mad.
Yeah, yeah. I do follow the J. Cole communities. To be fair,
that's mental.
J. Cole is you're Reddit.
I follow.
It goes off on Reddit. You know, it just goes off on Reddit.
Reddit is the streets, bro.
So
them streets. Reddit is the internet streets.
This is what I'm saying, internet streets. This week has taught me so much.
Wait, okay. So my eyes are open. Since J. Cole's responded, but it's an album. Like, oh, okay, forget the album. Last track, 7 minute drill. Let's see what I'll go on.
Which is beat, 3 minutes. Something.
Yeah.
It's a bit whack.
Beat comes on.
No, it's 7 minutes because he made the tune in 7 minutes.
Yeah. Beat comes on, I'm like, okay, this is kind of what I wanted to hear from Cole. Like, this is what I wanted to hear. I'm listening to it. It's like, oh, your first shit was this and your album was that and your arms are too short to box with it.
Your first shit was classic. The last drop was tragic. The second
put niggas to sleep,
but they still gassed it.
I was like, oh, okay. Like, third I'm just hearing
was,
it.
Third was some like you.
Third was your prime.
Your prime. And I was still trying to catch.
Your third was massive and that was your prime. Yeah. I was right behind. But yeah, like, do you know, on my first hearing, I was like, yo, J. Cole's like, this is exactly what I expected to hear. Like, putting him in his place kind of thing. And obviously this is like 6-7 in the morning. Obviously we're going back and forth in the group chat. I'm like, nah, yo, what does Kendrick do? Boom, boom, boom. I don't know. The more I listened to it, I was saying in it, I was like, yo, this is kind of soft, you know, because it mentions more how much he loves Kendrick. Than he actually jabbed him. You get me? He's like, oh, push come to shove, I'll humble you. I'd hate to do it. I'm crying in the meme form. Like, the more you listen to it, it's like, yo, J. Cole really doesn't want
to help.
Like, he's not on it.
Nah, not a cry for help, but just like, oh, I don't want to do this. But you can tell the pressure.
Yeah.
People around me. Even the chorus is, yo, the opening line is like, oh, so many texts. One in the toxic reply or something like that. Like, it was clear in the song that he didn't want it. And the more I listened to it, I was like, yo, it doesn't want this, you know. Maybe this tune isn't as hard as because he doesn't really want it.
Because the thing is, after Monday, I haven't listened to J. Cole since. And like I said,
I've seen a lot of people say that, you know.
I haven't listened to J. Cole till October.
What, October?
The fall off.
Just give me a few months, clear it.
Yeah. So what was your response to 7 minute drill?
I was like, okay, he's saying, listen, you're my bro, you get me, but I don't want to do this. It's just a warning. Just stay there. Whatever. Just keep a distance. And it's kind of one of them ones where...
Turn it around. We're not sponsored. Turn it around.
Not yet. Nigga, turn it around.
We trying to get the sponsorship?
Nigga, turn it around.
Don't see it, man.
Turn it around.
Bro, every week I got the Monster logo here.
This is... Play product placement. Turn it around.
Yeah. What would YouTube put
there
it
we go. On? Thank you.
In fact, every week I drink a can of Monster. You know, episode 18, you won't have problems.
Look, if we put a sticker, a chosen few sticker over it, then.
So basically, I was kind of like, I was just letting him know. Cool, just a warning. Just like, you know, test the water and whatever. Now, chatting to Juice about it, he was like, nah, I think he's showing more love. And I'm like, I kind of hear it still, because he's saying he don't want to do it. And I said, but you know what? I said to Juice when he was in the gym on Saturday, but the thing is, you know what? I understand, because that's the type of guy he is.
He
said he's actually a nice guy. Like, stand up, guy. I don't want to beef with you.
Great guy.
You get me? I don't want to beef with you. Now, there is being a nice guy and this.
And being soft.
Like,
Monday,
yeah? Let me just tell you what happened to me. What happened to me? I've been backing this guy, you know? Yeah? And the thing is...
What's the call hive called? Was it just call hive? It's, no, the dream, isn't it?
Dreamers.
It's hard, not, use hardcore dreamer.
I'm not part of them.
Nah, use hardcore dreamer.
I'm not.
Nah, use that weekend. You've been hard.
No.
You've been hardcore
ages this weekend. Living in Dreamville.
This weekend, you've been hardcore dreaming, you know.
I Because the hardcore them dreamers, they're doing streamers. What the internet is saying, and I'm completely opposite.
What do you mean?
I'll explain in a sec.
He's a hipster dreamer.
So basically, yeah. The way I see it is that
the contrarian dreamer.
I wake up on Monday, and then I turn over, I look at my phone, and it just said, J. Cole.
Hold on. There's a deeper dark here now. The first thing we wake up, we should be praying.
I just opened my phone.
We should each be praying and saying thank you.
Tim.
Yo,
Tim, can we just keep on?
Tim Ball Slice. Tim Ball Slice.
So then, yeah, as soon as I saw that, yeah, literally minutes later, Juice jumps in the Juice group chat. And I'm like,
opening it, I saw Juice typing.
So then, yeah.
Sorry, it was a similar thing, you know, the same way that I heard the tune, literally, eyes open, picked up the phone, seen the same, J. Cole apologizes. I didn't even listen to the apology. I literally opened the group chat.
So then, yeah, I was like, nah, zero ratings. And
Then
I went to Twitter, and the thing is, I'm like, I can't believe this fool has done that. Because no one's going to get punched up. Now, to a degree, some people might have sat there and said, don't play it. I beg you, don't play it. I don't want to hear it.
The listeners ain't heard it, man. Not all the
listeners. No.
Just
no.
A little bit.
Cool. No, I'm not listening.
Go on.
Okay? So, then, yeah.
He stuck his chin out. Sorry, go on.
Now, the fact is, yeah, man's come out with that. I'm thinking to myself, bro, no one's going to fight you. What are you on? Yeah? You're a pom-pom. What are you? Like, are you a man or a mouse? Because at the end of the day, yeah, you've got to look at it and think, this is, can you just stop that?
Go on.
I'm like, bro, this is just bars. How are you scared of bars? And
not,
the fact is, you know what? I'll tell you something.
He's not scared of bars. He's scared of Kendrick Lamar.
No, fam. What's Kendrick going to do?
Art. Bars. Art. Nah, it's the art.
No, it's fam. The art. No, it's bars. Because the thing is, yeah, my point is, I would rather you've gone into this rap battle and lose than do this punk thing.
He has lost.
No.
The thing is, he's throwing a towel.
Actually engage.
Throw in a towel.
The thing is, I'd rather engage in battle and lose, because that way people can say, at least you tried.
Okay. Now,
by going into what you've done now, bro, you ain't even tried. And the fact is that There's two ways you can people look at it. One, outside influence. You're on tour with Drake. Drake's there saying, yo, Kendrick's this, Kendrick's that. So he's like, you've got him gassed up. Yeah, we're going to write this, we're going to write that. And they've done first person shoot and then gone to their tour doing what they're doing. But the fact is, he's put bars for Kendrick from time ago, so don't even try that with me, so it don't make sense.
Okay.
He's putting bars before. Now, my point is like, so if you've got the smoke, yeah, to come with the noise before, why is your conscience all of a sudden come over you to say, oh, no, I'm not going to do it now?
You know what it is?
Why are you not going to do it?
Can I interject?
Go on.
So obviously now he's put out the tune, and remember, it says, yo, Kendrick Lamar's album put man to sleep. J. Cole is the last person to talk about anyone's music putting anyone to sleep. So obviously now, J. Cole knows, yeah, it's been buddy-buddy with Drake recently, but he knows, J. Cole knows, I am in Kendrick Lamar's lane. That is the kind of music, that's the kind of person I want to be. That is how we are. J. Cole and Kendrick are very similar-ish. So for him to see people discrediting and questioning Kendrick's discography, for him to see that day sit right with him, he's like, yo, these men are calling to Pimper Butterfly trash and that kind of stuff. When that, J. Cole knows, fam, like, J. Cole probably loves that album, probably told Kendrick, yo, I love Pimper Butterfly. To hear, he must have seen how people were talking about Kendrick. Like, nah, this ain't right. I can't have caused people to question Kendrick when I know how much I love Kendrick.
Okay.
It was gassed up.
Let me jump.
It's been in a Drake hive. It's been Drake hive for a very long while. He's been on tour with Drake. He's been on the tune with Drake. First number one with Drake.
It's been, even the 7 minute drill is like a Drake kind of tempo, which kind of, you know what I mean? It's been morphing into Drake.
Let me jump in.
And it
Let me jump. So now I get all your points. I get all the points that I said, yeah. I think with Cole specifically, and you'll say, yeah, it's to do with the Dreamers or whatever. He has a specific connection with his fans, and they feel like they actually relate to what who he is, because compared to like you got the once again the big three, you got the flashy guy which is Drake, and he's like American high school. Drake's supposed to be the jock that gets all the gal. You got Kendrick supposed to be like the music artsy guy, but Cole. He's not any one of those two. He's the both of them.
But he's
both of them. He's both of them because like he's a collegiate person. He has a very educated following, and because his following is very educated and they understand what he is like. This isn't something that's like really shocking. It's shocking because like, fam, you slip back into things that you shouldn't have done. The reason why I say that, yeah.
Shocking? Him apologizing.
Yeah.
Okay, go.
Because like let me tell you back. It's shocking that he's done it in such a big, massive like way and whatever.
And that's the issue.
But it's the fact that he's apologizing to Kendrick, it's like because I understand that's the kind of person you are.
Yeah.
Blow his head off.
That's the kind of person you are. When he said on the apology, he says, "Yo, it's reminding me like the song Love Yours." Yo, I love that tune. You know that tune like it hits differently because it reminds people that yo, it's not about trying to be like this person or that person. Be true to yourself, and that's another reason why Dreamers. You call them, will resonate with him because they're like, you know what? Okay, yeah, I get it. It's embarrassing, but you know what? He's man enough to move in his own integrity.
You know what? Like, on a real
it's about integrity.
On a real hold tight, big up J. Cole.
I ain't in for that crap. Burn that chat. I'll say, I don't care. At the end of the day, if a man comes with bars, if Kendrick come out and said, ain't no big three, just big me. Yeah, bro, get in that booth, bar him to death. Don't come with no.
But he was losing sleep, fam. He couldn't sleep.
My man has come for you.
He couldn't sleep.
Do not show your face to me without saying something back. Don't care.
It's not about that life. It's not about that life.
Is it not?
Then don't come and say no chat to Kendrick in the first place.
Wait, and that's why he said it was outside pressure, and bro, where else was he coming from now? I'm not saying Drake is a scapegoat at all.
People are saying outside influence, but bro, he's been saying things about Kendrick for time, bro.
Like what though? I don't remember if there is.
Drop bars in other songs. It's not just recent, and this is my point.
I'd need to actually find out what those bars are because
I don't think he minds the back and forth with Kendrick, but he doesn't. He lied basically. He did this tune 7 minute drill and lied. What he said on that tune aren't his thoughts on Kendrick Lamar or his
basically
catalog or whatever. Basically, like, he just did that because he felt like he needed to respond. He didn't have it in his heart to respond, so. He should have like.
And fam, you know what? My man come on there, and said, he dropped a bazooka, fam.
It was a bazooka.
You're sitting there saying, you're mugging yourself up.
But he can't lie to himself anymore. He can't do this.
My man, no.
He can't lie. Bro, he had to tell the truth.
It
was a bazooka.
You
got bazooka.
No, but the thing is, it's like the reason why I say he's a fool for doing this is because you see when Wayne was the best rapper alive. Yeah? He didn't battle anyone.
Mm.
Did he?
I don't know.
Thought about this a lot.
Not battle, nah, not battle.
No.
Mm-mm.
However, he can out rap people.
Mm.
But people recognized him as the best rapper there was.
Mm-hmm.
No one could talk to Wayne. Jay-Z couldn't talk to him. Because that was the only person people compared him to. Yeah? Now, not even Eminem. Didn't come because Wayne was just.
He's on a different.
Yeah, they just had songs in here out rapped on a song. Yeah.
Now, this is my point. If you're going to say I'm the best rapper, yeah, just out rap them.
Exactly.
You don't have to. You don't. If you really, if you're as intelligent as you're telling people, look at the way that Wayne did it. Even 3K.
But you know what you're saying? It's the same thing I'm saying. He just shouldn't have done it.
Yeah.
No, I get that. My point is,
because the fact is, if he didn't do it, if he did not even do this 7-minute drill, if he stood true to who he was himself, he wouldn't have had that internal conflict that he said that he's going through. Because the thing is, like, you got to understand, like, he's a that's fine. He said things before.
It's literally those four bars. Song. It discredited Kendrick, and he couldn't sleep. Like, that's what he's hearing. Like. He couldn't sleep.
Was conflicted.
If Rock couldn't sleep, I feel like if he would have did the whole tune without that segment, he would have been blessed.
Well, sorry.
Like, people are only discussing him because he's dissing one hard verse every 30 months. Like, you can't, those are facts, more or less.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, just the discredit in his catalogue. Cole couldn't live with himself.
Bro.
He couldn't do that. Especially when his catalogue isn't really.
You know what, as well? When he says, bro, like, there's nothing wrong with being competitive.
Mm.
Pardon me.
I agree.
Now, if I'm doing a show, yeah, and I said this to you like in the group chat, if I'm going to do a show and my friend is competing, listen, when I step on that stage, I'm tearing your head off. I couldn't care less if you're friends. I couldn't care less if I drove in the car with you here.
Mm.
I'm on that stage. Destroy you. I'm on that stage to leave victorious. I couldn't care less about how much friendship we have. I don't care.
You know what it is?
That is, I'm there to win.
You know what it is as well?
If I don't win, I'm going to try my best to destroy you anyway.
That's because, like, you...
It's because you're not an amazing person.
No, what I'm trying to say is, like... Do you know what you got, like... You're not a wise man. Okay, do you know when you get, like... It's kind of a false equivalence. I don't know if you can go with me on this.
Yeah.
So, you know how you got Ronaldo who wants to be... Sorry, Cristiano. Let me get that right because there's one Ronaldo.
CR7.
With Cristiano, he wants to win because that's ingrained within him and that's how he got to the top, yeah? Whereas Messi got to the top because he's so good.
Yeah.
Can you see the difference?
I know what you're saying. You haven't said it the best, but I know what you're saying.
So with what's his name? With J. Cole, it feels like he's got to the top because his talent is undeniable.
Yes.
That's why you'll put him in the big three, not because like he's trying to go at man. He's like, yo, did you hear what he said? It's not at the cost of someone else.
Yeah.
Because he's so sick.
Yeah.
Because hip hop, it's just like you're not gonna go. Start selling mad drugs, yeah, and be like, okay, I'm not gonna expect bad things or bad people to come after me. But that's just like it's part of selling mad drugs.
I hear ya.
If you wanna be a rapper and then on your tune tell everyone that you're the best rapper, guess what, dummy? People are gonna come and say, you're not the best rapper. And do you know what you have to do? Either shut up and don't say nothing, yeah, or don't half engage.
Which is
like, what's the point? Which is now you've just made you go. Now, you're not going to say that the Dreamers are going to say, oh, he's been integral to himself. Now, facts are, everyone's going to look at him and say, he ain't really on the field.
Fam, brother, put it this way, yeah. One year, 2016, I won the Mr. Birmingham title, yeah? The day after I won that show, I went on Facebook and said, listen, none of you niggas can talk to me. I won...
That's what it is. Yeah. Yeah.
None of you man can talk to me. Bear man was in my comments trying to say, I said, listen, you weren't there. Just shut your mouth. I won. You weren't there. You didn't show up. If you had the minerals, you would have been there.
Yeah.
And the fact is that, yeah, obviously I know the comebacks, I know it's going to come, but the fact is I earn that status.
Mm.
I earn it. When you're, bro, anytime I've won a British title, Bear Man are looking to take you down. But the fact is, you go up there and you do your thing. You don't come out halfway and say, oh, I'm not really sure I want to compete, or I'm going to pull out. Shut up, blood.
I still feel like you're like
do your thing.
You guys are making this, the two different arguments.
But take all that and build like that.
The two different
that's
arguments.
What I've
the two
yeah.
different
that's
arguments.
What I've learned.
I could have told. We could have told you that.
You don't come in on chat, man.
I think it's two different schools.
But this is Vinny King. Like we know, Kendrick's built for this. Even Drake's built for this. Actually, not Drake.
Drake is built for
kind of. Until they get too far.
I think,
oh, he wished death on my friends. I can't reply.
I still think.
Yeah.
Like you said last week. Drake's gonna come with something.
Yeah,
Drake, he's ready for war.
Because Drake's nasty. Drake's sassy. It's gonna be something nasty.
You know what it is? Like,
something disgusting from Drake.
Yeah.
As I'm saying, J. Cole Wooden is an amazing person, fam.
Cole and Kendrick. Kendrick's gonna try and stomp him out, and Cole's gonna be like, ah, your music's this, your music's that.
Nah, Kendrick wouldn't stomp him out.
He would.
Drake would stomp him out. Kendrick wouldn't stomp.
He would.
Nah, Kendrick ain't a stumper. He ain't a big stepper like that.
I think Kendrick, just to prove a point, even when he said I'm going to put my chin out, shut up, fam. Kendrick is going to box him in that chin.
I don't think he will.
You think he's going to send for J. Cole?
I think he will.
Nah.
I don't think he will.
Yeah.
And you see, this is what I'm trying to say. This is what I'm trying to say. But listen, listen what I'm saying. This is the reason why J. Cole responded in the first place. It's takes like that when idiots like Charlamagne J. Cole definitely has to say something. Fam, the majority of the thing was aimed at Drake.
I know it was.
That's what everyone was like, rah, Cole said something because it's exciting. Because we know it wasn't really meant for you, you know, big man.
Yeah.
And that's when he's jumped out and he's done that. He's thinking, rah, I shouldn't have done that.
Because he didn't need to do that.
He didn't need to do that.
It should have responded, but without discrediting Kendrick, because it doesn't feel like that. If you don't feel like that, don't say it.
Just say it more measured.
Yeah, he should have said everything that he said without that segment.
Nah, man. I'm so let down. I'm just mad let down. Like,
let Sax down.
I listened to your mind for a bit, you know.
Like, but the thing is, though, with J. Cole...
You know what, that project was all right as well. I didn't like that singy song tune, because I was thinking, bro, that just sounds like Drake would do that song. I'm not really feeling it, like, you know.
Fam, is...
I know it's a single, and girls might like it, but I'm just like, yo, I can tell you around Drake about that time.
So it's trying to elevate... Well, I don't know.
He's trying to elevate and branch out, cool.
No, he was trying to get that number one spot, but he ain't built for it. It's a big two now.
He's not that guy, man.
He's not two?
He's not that guy.
No, it's not two. It's the big two, Drake and Kendrick.
It's literally, he's just somewhere around.
Yeah, it's cemented number four now.
Yeah.
Future.
Not even future. I'd say he's about 10.
He's 10?
He's J. Cole now.
Oh. Who's the future's 10 then?
J. Cole's 10.
Heart palpitations.
Don't get me wrong. In terms of rapping ability, as a rapper, like a man, a lyricist.
A rapper.
Yeah.
Saxon Jordan.
In terms of lyricism, he's still better than all of them. However.
This guy.
The total package.
Still, the total package. Get down. Yeah? That's where you go. Down there.
That's funny.
Hyping me up. And then just get off. You go on flop.
That's funny.
But, yeah.
Did you really think J. Cole was built like that though?
No, you know what it is, bro, fam. It's like if I see someone who's got the ability, it's the ability. That's the thing.
Okay.
When you have the ability, some of you thinks, yeah, you got the minerals to do it, to execute, but he didn't.
Mm. So
it's the ability. I'm looking based on ability. Ability wise, you can rap, out rap all these niggas, all these man. You can wash them. But the fact is, you just don't want
it. I just feel like the optics were completely wrong. Like, he shouldn't have done that. If he would have done this exact same thing on a black screen on an Instagram story, it would have been blessed. But because he did it.
Yeah.
On his stage, at his show, in front of his fans,
and
his fans say, oh, Kendrick Lamar's one of the best, isn't he? Yeah.
Like,
he stuck his chin out, said he's going to take it off street, did all the wrong moves.
You've gone in front of your people that you brought this up to, and he says, oh, he's great. Yeah, let's all praise him.
Mm.
And
for me, I'm thinking to myself, one, that's a coward's way out, because regardless of what you say, they're going to cheer. I know Bear Man in that crowd who probably wanted to boo.
Nah. It's Kendrick, you know.
The no, the fact that he's apologized.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm. I wanted to boo, because if I was there, I'd have been like,
boo! Boo!
Put on
that nigga trash.
Put on blast.
Boo that nigga. You see what it is, though? You see what it is? This is the thing. You, yeah, you're not a dreamer.
I know I'm not.
But you only like J. Cole for the bars.
Yeah.
But J. Cole is Dreamville. Is Dreamers. Like, this is very on-brand.
I'm not going to lie.
That's what I'm trying to say.
I hear what you're saying. But you know what it is? It's because I love rap.
Yeah. But you know who else raps? ESTG?
Pusha. I never listened to him, though.
So?
ESTG. Moneybagg, yo.
Okay. But, like, still not my vibe.
It is, you know.
Put it this way, yeah.
J. Cole ain't your vibe.
You see, like, and this is the reason why, yeah, I look at Cole and I think, yo, Common was kind of your lane, but yo, Common would still bar a man. Common would come in with bars for Ice Cube. He didn't care because, and I know people say, yeah, but he's from Chicago and all that. But yo, he was still in that kind of vibe, like,
nah, you know what? I feel sorry for J. Cole, you know. The more I think about it.
Don't feel sorry for him.
Nah, you know what it is, though? Because it was like...
to wake him up.
You know what it's like? Just obviously, like... bear with me a little bit, yeah. But it's like, imagine now, yeah. Your mum and dad, yeah.
Carry on.
Your mum and dad are going for a breakup. J. Cole's the child, you get me? Drake's mum, Kendrick's dad. So obviously, J. Cole was kind of siding with mum, you get me? He's with mum a bit more. And he's ah, oh, I hate you, Dad. I hate you, Dad.
But then he had to
come back and say, you know what, Dad, I didn't really mean that. Like,
nah, man.
J. Cole was just basically what I'm saying. J. Cole was just caught in the middle. He's just caught in the middle of the whole situation. This situation really and truly had nothing to do with J. Cole.
That's what I'm
he's
saying.
He's caught in the middle of it.
I get that.
He responded because
I get that
he was standing next to Drake.
I get that.
And his chest was high.
However.
And people kept on saying to him, yo, yeah, you need to respond. Nothing yo, to do I want to hear what Cole has to say. Yo, you must respond, you know. That gasses him up.
He's in a position. This man could never be from England. Listen, you know? I'm not lying.
He's in a space.
This man couldn't be from England. That could never be grime MCs. I'm telling ya. Bars would be coming fast.
You got to. Different culture.
Fast, you know.
And majority of these guys.
Fast, you know, blood.
The majority of these guys are in Grime, like, are from mad. Road. they're not removed from road life as much as these superstars are.
I know Grime was clashing, like, Grime is clashing, man. Like, that's the whole essence of Grime. Mm. Wanting to be the best. It was radio, being the best in the room.
Mm.
Built on the foundation of wanting to be the best
rapper. Yeah, I hear that.
And as much as we said about hip hop, to be fair, it hasn't been that for the last 10 years.
It hasn't been that for time.
It hasn't been a competitive sport.
It hasn't been like that.
Yeah. I mean, the 2000s still had elements of it. Fam. Obviously, 50 Cent was beefing everyone, you know what I mean?
After,
like,
yeah. After
2010, they had that.
After I heard that apology, you know, I had to go on my diss record, like, you know, tirade just to, like, give me some balance. I had to go and play hip hop like 10
balance.
Times.
It's not balance, it's toxicity.
I had to get it to level out my brain, you know. I had to play Who Shot Ya, Hit 'Em Up. I had to play some Beanie, some Jada, just to give me some balance to reach equilibrium.
Mm.
Because this geezer, just, it vexed me, man. Vexed me.
It's good, though, isn't it? Like, hip hop's coming.
And that's another thing
it's
as well.
It's come a long way, innit?
You know what? Hip-hop. You know what? All this, are you people sitting there saying, listen!
Saying what?
Are you people wanting black men to war? It's just bars, man.
Yeah, it was never going to be a war still.
It's not.
No one's throwing hands. It's just bars.
It's never going to be that.
It's not that deep.
Yeah.
Seeing all these toxic men in the comments. Listen, we just want bars.
We wanted a sport. It was for the sport.
Being competitive. Like, at the end of the day, you're talking like as if Cole's gonna box. No, he's not. Yeah. He's not going to do that. Kendrick and Cole, they got families. It's like bun all that. No, we just want bars. End of. Don't get me wrong. You see, Drake is the the Joker in the pack. Because Drake is the one that will take it, make it personal. Because if there's one thing about Drake that we've seen time and time again, Drake don't just leave it to bars. Drake uses Instagram as a way to ridicule, instigate,
turn that around,
and aggravate whoever he's getting at.
Drake's childish.
Turn that whole round.
Proper childish.
And that's the thing. So with Kendrick, yeah, Kendrick will bar him.
I was gonna say none of those childish games will work against Kendrick.
Kendrick will bar him, but the thing is, the way the bro, this week has taught me a lot about the internet. Like, so.
Alright, childish Gambino.
I've come up. Yeah.
So. Don't step on that. Did you get that?
I got it. Yeah.
You got it. Yeah.
Because the internet.
Yeah.
Album.
I've come up.
Thank you.
Like Juice was saying.
Resume.
50 Cent, going at man. Even the Ja Rule 50 battle. Like, those some bad boy tunes that we'll always remember. And it was a moment in hip hop. It was a moment. Like, 50 coming out the gate, calling this man, da 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 da. Now, the reason why I say it's a moment is something we can refer to. What was the last thing we referred to?
Bro, I get what you're saying, but I just told you.
What was the last thing? No, in general.
The thing is,
that was standout in hip hop.
I've told you this. I
don't know what you're on about.
Okay, cool. So, for example, what was something notable that we can refer to in the last 5 years in hip hop?
Future's album dropped 2 years ago.
Outside of Kendrick saying on the album.
I don't know what you're on about, to be honest.
Okay, cool. So,
what, big moments in hip hop?
Yeah.
It's all bad mom drama in that family.
Okay.
No, Lil Mama going off with MJ and Alicia Keys.
That was just time ago.
Big moments in hip hop. Like,
that was funny.
There's been loads.
Like what? So many you can remember right now.
Name one.
You know about
the passing of late great.
You're still struggling.
No, you mean outside of beef or including beef?
There's loads of things that happen about that late great.
All of the above.
Passing.
Go on, I want to hear.
Like, Drake and Meek.
Okay.
Drake
that was
and Pusha.
One. Okay, Drake and Pusha. That was that before 5 years?
Yeah, 2018, 19-ish.
Yeah, I mean.
Okay, so that was a moment. That little beef.
Yeah. That wasn't a little beef. Don't disrespect
that. Big beef, should I say.
Yeah. Just pause that.
Okay,
That was a beef. That was a proper beef.
Yeah. Yeah.
You get me? Now,
pretty sure Kanye's had moments. Like,
even then. But even then, yeah. Like, Drake got personal. You get me?
Because there's nothing else for him to do.
And this is my point. That when it comes to Kendrick, Drake's going to be that guy to make it. So, you see, a lot of people on the internet were saying, but we don't want it to get da-da-da-da-da, physical, blah, blah, blah. With Kendrick and Cole, it's never going to be. Never ever going to be.
You know,
so I don't understand why they're going on like that.
You know what it is though? We were kind of expecting something from Kendrick and Cole that's never happened before. Have we ever had a non-personal
clash,
rap beef? A non-nasty, non-violent,
that's what I was going to say.
Like
Mariah Carey and Eminem.
Nah, that was
kind that of, was non-violent.
No, personal though, that was personal.
The thing
like,
is,
being obsessed. The stalker video and that kind of stuff.
It's because
Eminem did the voicemails.
Yeah, but what beef isn't going to be personal? That's beef, bro.
That's exactly what I'm saying. We were looking forward to Kendrick
no beef
and
between
Cole
and
just
Kendrick.
Sparring. We were looking forward to the spa.
It comes literally from a place of vitriol. It comes from hate. It comes from anger.
Bitch, bro. Because like, if you could have just sent for man properly, but you sent for man saying bag of things that you didn't mean and that.
Exactly.
And now you just look like an incredible human.
Yeah.
Because it's like, all right, like, what, like, why did you do that?
Yeah. But now he looks amazing because he's realised.
No, because you've even apologised like a little
bit. Bro, I don't buy this amazing thing as well. And that's another thing this internet talking about. It's like, oh my goodness.
No, but
so
accountability.
Mature.
It's accountability.
So mature. Whenever you've seen this in hip hop. I'm like, bro, I don't care. Like, to me, you just drop down in my ratings because at the end of the day, yeah, you're not being a man and back your talk. You've backed down.
But you got to understand, yeah, you don't necessarily really like Kendrick. So him saying something against Kendrick makes him look better to you.
I prefer Kendrick.
No,
Nicole.
Both of them look worse.
I don't think it's that, you know.
Both of them look worse.
I think it's because, no. Okay, because if you like this guy, yeah?
Yeah.
And you don't like this guy.
Yeah.
This guy says something to this guy who's down here, yeah? Who you don't like. You're like, yeah. I fully believe what you're saying as well. But when he reneges on what he's just said about this guy that you don't like, you're like, shouldn't have said that, you know?
Nah, I don't. Nah. I disagree. Because I don't think it's anything to do with Kendrick. I literally think it's literally expected J. Cole to turn up and back his word, and he went back on his word.
Yeah,
that's what it's all about.
It's like, bro,
he could have said anything. He could have said, "Yo, McDonald's is the worst burgers ever." And it could have been, "I said, yo, I'm so sorry. I love Big Macs. I love milkshakes." He would have been vexed, bro.
You put a line. You put something. You just remind me of something. In one of the songs, he says...
Simpsons.
No, he said...
Because I was very upset about that.
He said like...
The Simpsons
number,
fell off. You can't say that.
Took it personal.
Yeah.
He said something like...
hold tight, bro.
A number one...
Double entendre.
No, a burger with fries is number one. Is that the only number one that you'll get? And I thought, is that a Pusher reference? Did you like catchy?
You were.
Nah.
I don't think he'd do that. Nah.
I get what you're saying, but I don't think...
I don't think you do.
I think that was just a bar. That was way too ambiguous.
Yeah.
But like the reason why I say, is it a Pusher reference? Because now that Pusher does done business with McDonald's.
Yeah.
It does business with
Arby's. If it was, then it's fast food.
I doubt it.
I'm probably like reading into Matrix that's not there. You know what I mean?
J. Cole's all peace and love. It's a waste.
Yeah.
You need to just...
Fam, you can't be friends with everyone.
Just like... Well, yeah,
but he is though, because he's got a tune, Middle Child, where he talks about being the bridge between the youngers and the olders, and he wants to be everyone's friend. He can't be everyone's friend.
This is life.
He's everyone's friend.
This is life. Even he can't be everyone's friend.
NBA young boy thought he was dissing him, so he must have went on Twitter and said fuck J. Cole or whatever, and then his response was, yo, I wasn't dissing you. If I was dissing you, then you'd know about it. When he could have been toxic and said, oh, F me, F you then. But J. Cole's just an upstanding civilian.
He's soft, man.
You don't call him soft, but he's not your archetypal rapper.
You know what it is, though?
But yeah, but if you want to do all of that, just stay out the way then, innit?
Yeah?
Just stay out the way.
Don't mention no goal.
That would have been the more important, the more pertinent thing to do. Just stay out of the way of this whole situation. As you said, when Wayne was just rapping.
Just rap, bro.
Just rap and stay away from this whole thing.
Stay
out of the way with
you see, but the thing is, though,
with
you know
the,
what?
With the confrontation.
You know what? How we talk about Drake, is it like an imposter syndrome kind of thing that Drake's got going on? I feel like J. Cole kind of has it, you know?
Yeah.
Mm.
Because really and truly, he said Drake wasn't a guy and became the guy. This was J. Cole becoming the guy. He's literally been doing features, putting his heart and soul into features to murder whoever he's... You know
I think J. Cole's fake. I think he wants to go back to being flashy and just being the guy.
I don't think he wants to do that.
I think he's got mad identity crisis.
I think he doesn't know
where he wants to be. I think he's very conflicted.
Hence why he's
kind of gone half at it. He's done the mad thing, and then he's gone, oh, but do I really want to be the guy that does the mad thing? Or am I just going to be all peace and love?
He wants to be known as the best rapper. He doesn't want to be the hardest rapper.
Non-confrontational.
Exactly, you can't do all of that. If you want to stay out the way, like I said,
this
is
where he was becoming conflicted, because now he's hanging with Drake and he's trying to get a hit. He's got his first number one, wants number one.
Hanging with Drake is just a big...
Listen, if you hang with Drake, people are going to look at you a certain way.
They're going to expect certain things from you. You're side by side with Drake now, so where are your hits, J. Cole? Mm. Where's your hits? Where's your... You know, I mean, you got your number one. You want to be number one in the big three, but you don't have... the catalogue, the credentials, basically. Other than skill. Obviously, he's the most skilled, but he doesn't have a classic album.
I won't say classic album. Classic album, Forest Hills Drive, is his classic.
Is that a...
It's a cult classic. It's not
is that a universal...
It's not a universal classic.
I wouldn't say.
Anyone who's listened to rap music, especially like, 2014? Because it's 2014, isn't it? That's time stamp.
Worst year for hip hop.
They'd say, yeah, that was the album of that year.
Nah. Oh, of that year? That was the worst year for hip hop? That's signed off as the worst year for hip hop.
We're probably trying to say that's like COVID Cup then, isn't it?
Kind of. Literally that year we had two Rick Ross albums, a Nicki Minaj album, that J. Cole album, and it was just signed off as the worst year. Then streaming
but remember,
began
that
to
album came
after.
Out as a surprise as well.
Nah, I wouldn't say 2014 is the worst year.
it was signed off as the worst year for hip hop.
I literally wouldn't, just because, bro, you see that year where music was coming out every week.
Yeah.
That really, that was the bad year, you know.
No, but because we got good music from it. We're talking about the quality of hip hop. We didn't really get anything that year.
It was bad.
But even so, that doesn't bode fair to the quality of the album. Just because everything else is bad doesn't mean that that's bad as well.
That's kind of a side. But I'm saying, like, I've never heard anyone say 2014 Forest Hills Drive is a classic. Is that a thing?
I thought so, but I maybe it's a classic. I'm not hearing
it. It's a good album. I think J. Cole had any classics.
I think in terms of classics, I don't know. It depends who you are. It depends what you like. Because at the end of the day, your cult following will build what their classic is. It's like, realistically, in terms of music, because music's consumed in a way that it's not like it used to be. Like, you see, Damn, good album. Is it a classic for me?
No. For me, yeah.
For you, yes.
I wouldn't say.
Damn's not a classic. Out of all of Kendrick's albums.
Yeah. No. It's his best album. But I'd say, for me, is it a classic? And would I put it in high regard? Not really, because it's me. It's me.
That's what I'm saying. Universally,
like, if I play Damn, am I going to play every single tune? No.
But universally,
I would play
I'll put Niggas to Sleep, remember?
I would play.
Not me at all.
I would play. Which tunes did I play on Damn? I think it was Loyalty.
Yo, I love that album, you know.
I love that album so much. Obviously.
So much.
I would play. What tunes
just
did
to start,
I play?
Every nigga is a star. Yeah,
I used to play DNA.
Else, you know?
I used to play
the album is something else.
I played DNA,
Special,
Element, Loyalty. I didn't like Humble. I found it annoying. And Love.
Now you know you're talking about Damn though. Damn was like his pop. That was a pop. That was his commercial success. But yeah, literally, Good Kid, Mad City.
I put that third.
Good Kid, Mad City is his classic.
Good Kid, Mad City.
Pimp a Butterfly is his art piece, like his masterpiece almost.
Yeah, those are incredible.
You know what I mean? And then Damn is like, okay, I can do that, but I can also do this and go hard. Yeah.
But even so, that's me though.
No, and yeah. I'm talking like, universally now.
Like, when it comes to Kendrick himself, he don't resonate with me just because he's like the boy that would get sent to the shops.
Yeah, a lot of people say that. Kendrick wasn't sent to the shops.
Fam.
Nah, Kendrick wasn't sent to the shops. Fam. Nah. It's the LA, you know.
It's just different, man.
It's different. Because you're small in stature, I don't think that, like...
He's sent to the shop. He had to walk around with a black bandana, so he's not either side.
Nah, I don't think he was sunned, you know. Just doesn't give that kind of
real energy. Man out there, you know.
Kendrick's one of them. I don't know.
I was sitting there like, fam.
I was there.
But all in all, disappointed, let down, and...
Are you not happy for J. Cole at all?
Is there to be happy about?
He can actually get to sleep now?
Fam. All I know is that... The rappers I grew up on would never apologise like that.
And that's what all of them are talking about therapy now in flipping Drink Champs or the... That's why they're crying on in front of Noria.
Yeah, 50 Cent would ever withdraw a diss track.
Yeah, but 50 Cent just...
That's, do you remember what I said to you before?
Menace of menace.
Do you remember what I said? Some people get there because they want to be the best. Some people get there because of their skill. He got there because he wanted to be the best. That's it. It's not because
their skill.
Say it again.
But that kind of belittles their skill.
To take away from another rather than promote yourself because you're that good, yet it takes away from your skill because you're showing that your skill is taken away from someone else.
Is that Psalms?
What? It is now.
I'm loving the way he said Psalms. Man said Psalms.
Yeah. Did you say Psalms, bro?
Psalms.
Fam, it's Psalms.
I know, I'm messing around. I do it all the time.
But should I tell you what it is, though? If you're ready to step into the... What's the word?
The arena.
The arena.
The arena.
Or the Colosseum. That's what I was looking for. If you're ready to step in the Colosseum with that person of high skill, you have to be that good, or else you'll be swatted like a fly.
The thing is, though, let me finish.
The fact that you are seeing that person and you got to take them down as the way to get to the top, they're just collateral damage. Exactly. Exactly. And because of that,
literally after that, it says, "I'm really like that."
And
Kendrick's really like that, fam.
Because of that, that's the reason I'm like,
and it's
bro.
Shown no, he hasn't shown any other. He's really like that, fam. Kendrick's yeah. really like that. Probably ain't beating up no one. What?
The locks were.
Nigga,
yeah? The locks were.
Locks or what?
Beating
really like that.
Yeah, yeah, Kendrick ain't beating up anyone, but he's probably lost bear fights. I mean, on his first album, he got beaten up. Like, it's really like that.
Exactly. But yeah, aside from that, yeah.
And even that, we know Drake must have got beaten up at some point, innit?
Standard.
He's never rapped about getting beaten up.
Standard. He got punched up.
Yeah, he's never rapped about it.
Have you not seen that video?
Drake was getting punched up, fam. He was never in the places to get
punched
up. No.
It must have been secondary school. He got punched up bare times.
Nah, man, Drake grew up privileged. He didn't go
through. Yeah.
But he got shot, though, innit? In the wheelchair.
What? That was...
So it's a TV show now. TV show, man.
No, he didn't.
TV show, man.
I'm telling you now, yeah. Drake, yeah, has never been beat up. Drake's energy is that of someone that's never been punched in the mouth.
That's true.
Drake
probably got punched in the stomach, yeah, and they picked him up and washed his head in the toilet.
Nah.
You know what? You lot. What? You, lot,
you think someone was messing with the little Jewish kid? Nah.
Have you lot seen that? You lot wouldn't have seen that video.
High school.
Rather
the
me
bad,
ask
you know?
You guys haven't seen the footage. Rather than me ask you, have you seen it? He's sitting down, yeah. This is when, like, Drake's very, very young, about his teenage years or whatever. And he's sitting down with a bunch of like white girls and white guys around the table. They're eating dinner.
Slandering black
and,
people, fam.
And they're asking what? Him. He goes, oh, have you guys heard other guys speak? They say mans and stuff, you know? It's really weird. And
he's slandering
he's,
the hood, fam.
Raw like, talking like that.
No, this is Drake.
Swear, fam. And this is what I don't get people...
People don't know fam. That Drake's an actor, fam. People,
fam.
When I say that I rate Drake more as a comedian and actor than I do as a rapper. That's
my man is a living SNL character.
Because I think Drake's hilarious. I think everything he does, yeah, is a super joke.
It's so weird.
I can understand why Kendrick Lamar hates him.
Fam,
I get it.
I can understand it.
The man.
I want to see him go at his next up. Pause. I want to see it.
The boy.
You meant like a vampire scene.
No, that's even worse. Ew. That's worse. But that's just as bad.
Oh, God.
Can't do that.
Can't do what?
Talk about sucking on necks.
I don't want to see what is that. Nothing like stepping on necks.
No.
Step, foot on necks.
Yeah, but yeah.
Nah, it's weird, man. Like, I'm hearing a lot of these narratives that are... Kendrick has to come out again, then we'll see what Drake has to say.
No, Kendrick don't have to say nothing yet. Kendrick don't have to say nothing.
I've noticed there's a big... I don't know if people are on over your payroll or what, bruv. I do not know. But a lot of these Americans, a lot of them, are saying like, oh, yeah, Kendrick needs to go next. Then we'll see what Drake has to say.
No. You got to understand. This is what the internet's like, Tim.
It's so weird.
No, you got to understand. Like, if you say anything about Drake... Or Cristiano Ronaldo.
Or Beyonce.
Yeah, or Beyonce. Yeah. Rationality goes out the window.
So we're saying they're the new Illuminati, yeah?
Basically.
Oh, and Michael Jackson.
Yeah? Like...
Nah, there's a lot of Michael Jackson hate on the internet.
If you say anything about those three people, yeah? It's like all sense and logic goes out the window and people just chat rubbish.
And Taylor Swift as well.
Yeah, Taylor Swift as well. They keep on and on and on and on. And what they're saying doesn't even make sense, but they do it because there's so many of them.
Yeah.
And this is
what it is. And so when people say, oh, Kendrick don't need to say nothing. Kendrick said enough.
You know what it is?
And that tune is number one.
Excuse me.
So people are banging that tune and they're saying it to your face.
You know what bugs me? People chat about Kendrick as if he releases slow because he can't release fast. It's like, oh yeah, Kendrick hasn't got anything to prove. Kendrick doesn't need to prove himself. He releases at his own speed because what he releases is quality.
Yeah.
Drake does the quantity game. Yeah. Drake will release to stay in rotation. Shut Kendrick up. Doesn't need to do that. But if Kendrick needs to drop a tune next week,
he can.
It's capable. I don't know if he will, but it's capable. It's not like, oh, Kendrick's unable to produce fast. Like, I think people are really weird when it comes to what.
Why are people acting like these are high profile rappers, fam? If someone said to Kendrick, give me a tune tomorrow, he can give you a tune for tomorrow.
Yeah.
Sitting there in the hard drive. And acting like these guys don't just have a bag of music just sitting there, fam. He does what he wants because he can, innit?
It really resonates what he's saying because you got to think he dropped, and once again, he put Niggas to Sleep, To Pimp a Butterfly. Fam, conceptually, what that album means compared to Scorpion, compared to.
Compared to, it's Byron says, your best work is a light pack.
Light pack.
Take Care, or So Far Gone, whatever you consider whatever Drake's best work. Whatever you
want
to
say.
Is a light a pack light in pack. Comparison to the depth of Kendrick Lamar's
but this music, is it. To
Pimp a Butterfly.
Listen.
Sonically. But
this is it.
Conceptually. Lyrically.
People, once again, people resonate with Drake because like he's probably just
digestible. It's the casual listener, it's digestible. Yeah. And the fact is, a lot of Drake's music is mad diluted. Drake don't rap no more. Drake's diluted like himself.
Nigga, he said Yugoslavia.
But that's even that.
Yugoslavia.
The fact is that he's diluted himself that much because people are stupid.
But
are stupid.
You know what it is, though?
So the fact is, let me finish. Right. So the fact is that if Kendrick does what he does and puts it as deep music, bro, the majority, well, a large amount of people is going over their heads. Way over their heads.
But you know as well, it's going to sound really rude, but it just really, there's a separation of people who are, it's going to sound rude. I don't care. People who are dumb.
Okay, but the thing is now.
The reason I say people are dumb, it's like Meek Mill. Meek Mill has shown that he's dumb.
Yo, why do you hate Meek so much?
He's shown that he's dumb, but he raps well. Do you understand what I'm saying?
No, I like Meek Mill.
Meek needs to...
That's harsh, that is.
He shows that he's dumb.
I feel for Meek right now. That's
he shows that he shows that he lacks more emotional intelligence. He shows that he's not mature.
I don't know what's going on with him.
Meek got money and lost his mind.
It's like when... I remember... You think here, like... Then again, because I liked Pimp a Butterfly so much, I was thinking, yo, this album's so sick, right today. When you hear other rappers talk about it, you think, you'd hear them and you think they'd be like, yeah, I'll get what he done, man. That's a sick album, right today. But instead they said, nah, niggas don't want to hear that.
You know what it is, though?
But this is it. Over the heads.
There's a large...
The fact is, even so, for myself, I don't really listen to stuff like that because it don't resonate with me.
But there's a large percentage I like
N-E-G-U-S. Yeah, no niggas.
I like real street ting. And this is me, though. This is where I come from. This is where the music that I've grown up on. I'm not... Don't get me wrong. Yeah, I can get deep at times. Cool. But when it comes to all that stuff, it's like, bro, I'm a black man in real life. I live it every day. I get it. But sometimes I will play on the Lux. Why? Because that's the mood I'm feeling right now. I will play DMX a lot because that's the mood I feel right now. Do I need to get super deep? No, because that's my everyday life. I know it. I don't need to tell people. What do I need to tell people for?
And
plus, I live it.
You know, I also think it's to do with the time.
And it's like, you know what?
Because I think...
I don't need to tell people what struggle a black man has because they don't care, blood. They don't care.
You can't say this. You're big enough to get to album another week.
No. I'm talking like from Kendrick's point of view.
Yeah, but that's his point of view.
Even so, Getz is more, has got a bit more variety. Getz is sick, but I relate to Getz more because he's my kind of age.
That's what I said.
I relate to him. I relate to him. And you know what it is? With Getz has come from the same places we have. Getz has come from the same... Bro, when Getz is on the radio, barring... Bro, I had them tapes.
So I'm saying you can't discredit Kendrick because you don't relate to him as much.
Okay. That's me though. That's what I'm saying. It's me. When it comes to relation, it's about familiarity. I'm too separated from him. I know he's a sick rapper. I know he is. Artist, amazing. However, in terms of relationship and relating to him, there's a separation.
Okay, and on the flip side then, how do you relate to Lux and DMX and that so much?
Because when it's about familiarity, when I was growing up, that was the music that played as I was growing up.
You don't relate to it contextually?
In terms of contextually, there have been situations that have happened that I can relate to. The situations that I've been in life. Let's not go into it.
Yeah. I mean, I imagine you'd relate more to Kendrick than Styles P.
Not necessarily.
No.
Because the thing is, yeah, it's about the type of person as well. Like, so with Styles P, yes, the ghost, whatever, whatever. As you're growing up through that time in life, like, sometimes wolves are mad thing. Wolves was a mad thing. And certain positions and places I found myself in, you're like, yo, this is real out here.
Yeah, but was you like a main antagonist?
I wasn't a main antagonist.
So then you was a good kid in a mad city?
No. Because the fact is, the people I was rolling with,
the people,
I see what you're trying to do. As partaking things that I didn't win.
Yeah, so did Kendrick. Have you not heard? No, ran up in the yard.
My point is that as I was growing up, living the life I've lived and being with the friends I was being friends with, it's a point that, like, that was the music that did influence us at the time.
You know, I feel like it's a lot to do with when you were exposed to the music. Because let's say if Adrian was listening to, if Kendrick was out at the time, but then,
yeah, when Adrian was doing his madness,
maybe he'd be more in tune to it because he could have related to it.
I could have.
It's just like when I listen to 2011, 2010 Drake, I think, yo,
yeah,
that's the best Drake. You know what I mean? That's the best Drake in my opinion.
Loving it.
Yo. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. It was there, man.
It's tied to a specific memory and time.
Whose house is this?
I don't know. Whose house is this?
I don't know.
Nice.
So things to do with the timing and when you're exposed to it.
It's just mad.
I feel like Drake's going to release tonight, you know.
I think he might.
Right. Actually, no. Drake, if... No. He ain't.
He's probably going to release it on Scary Hours.
Because then, man, I think he might drop another Scary Hours because in series it makes sense. And the thing is, because Future... And Metro Boomin dropping again. That second one
if
again.
If he drops on the same day,
Drake's known, yo, I'm going to take these niggas' sounds, take these niggas' streams.
Nah.
I know they'll listen to both.
I don't know. Am I being biased? But I feel like...
Drake is out to prove a point. Do you see what he did? When he built them? Yeah, I saw on the internet last week that Drake must have billed Metro and Future for getting their album to number one.
That ain't real. I would have seen it if it was real. That don't sound... Nah.
It might not have, like, you know...
That's probably going to be one of his bars.
Probably sent something to him, but obviously it's not going to be like, you know... They can't pay no, because... But yeah, man.
Drake ain't...
He's a goofy
ballsy enough to drop on the same day as Metro and Future. If he is, they're not going
to
rate Drake.
But he doesn't have to Drake drop anymore. A whole album. He's dropped three tracks.
Yeah, but it'll get eclipsed by Future and Metro.
Why? Because of sheer numbers.
Because Future Metro.
I don't know, you know. I don't know. It's Drake, you know.
Yeah, but it's...
And the thing is, if Drake drops any rap, you know it's beef bars. It's bars for beef.
People are zoned into the beef.
It
seems like a reckless move. I don't know. It seems like a reckless move. It's a risk, either way. If you're going to drop on the same day as a project that you've never heard of.
And this is the thing, because everyone's anticipating it. People will be waiting for Drake to say something, and as soon as he does...
I feel like it would make sense.
Then you will see the Drake stands.
It would make sense for him to listen to this Future and Metro album and then drop the day after, if anything. Can't drop before, and then Future and Metro come with another bazooka.
And I think... What do you need there? I think, yeah. A lot of the gameplay is, like, even when they're saying, Kendrick needs to drop first, I think the idea is they want to measure how good what he has in the chamber is to whatever's coming. So it's like when Pusha dropped Infrared, he's like, oh yeah, all right then. Comes back Duppy Freestyle. People say it's good. I thought it was like meh, but you know what? It is what it is. But then Pusha comes back with a story of Adidas. It's like, yeah, we're going to have to throw this whole thing away because we can't. What are we going to do with this?
Have you man heard like Family Ties with Baby Kim?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the, the Kendrick part of that.
Fam.
Song.
Yeah.
Imagine. I want a whole album of that.
Imagine those. Imagine that verse aimed at Drake.
Okay, that's
fam, it's like what, being beaten up.
He can't survive that. He can't survive that. And
it's like. Do.
I am the Omega. PJ Leroy again. Guess I.
Fam.
Even
I'll put that on the list today.
Rappers will understand that Drake wins. I mean, that Kendrick would win.
Yeah.
It's about the internet.
No, but see, the thing is...
It would have to be... Don't get me wrong. If Kendrick...
I know what you're saying.
...goes 10-10 and smokes him, yeah? It's going to happen. You see... Okay, cool. So, this is the way it's got to be. If them two engage... in lyrical battle, Kendrick has to win by a lot more lyrically. Yeah, let me finish.
I'm shaking my head. I'm not
He's
saying
got that. Got to engage and for the average listener to say he won.
But that can I go now?
To the average, in terms because of the rap purists and people who understand music.
No, but see, this is the thing. No, like we can't. You know how Tim just called everyone dumb. That was Tim. Literally.
Yeah, niggas is dumb. Dumb.
The average listener are swayed by the big voices. The big voices being academics, Joe Budden, Charlemagne, whatever. If all these like, are saying, yo, Kendrick's won. It doesn't matter what the average listener thinks because the big voices are going to dictate
what they think.
The consensus, you know what I mean? So the average listener, not say the average, but the casual fan or whatever, probably thinks Drake beat Pusha T, but the consensus is the consensus because the real OGs,
they have Jada said, yo, respect you getting that nigga out the paint. Jada said that to Push on Drink Champs.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, respect, it doesn't matter what the casual fan says. When the people with actual weight say something, that's what dictates the consensus. You know what I mean? That's why people...
When I see things on Twitter,
fam, and this is why another reason why if
the voices are powerful,
it frustrates me when you get guys like Aiden Ross.
Yeah, but their voice isn't powerful though, like that.
Their
voice isn't powerful to dictate the consensus.
Okay, I can see you.
They're outlets, if anything. Like Aiden Ross, all these guys, the faceless guys, the outlets. You know what I mean? Academics, Charlemagne, Joe. Wallow and Gilly, maybe. I don't listen to them personally.
Not really Wallow.
There's a handful then, call it a handful of voices that dictate, you know what I mean? And then people piggyback or their views are swayed and you know what I mean? There's voices that dictate the consensus. That's why we listen to them because we can trust their opinion. Yeah. That's kind of why Charlemagne's kind of dropping down a bit because it's like, yo, can we even... And that's another one, but...
Yeah.
What is it? Because I'm not following.
Charlemagne doesn't really seem so hip hop anymore. Whereas at one point we kind of listened to him.
I didn't listen to him hip hop.
Nah.
At the end of the day, for me, some of the things that he came out with before were just like trying to be too. You see, when people just against the grain, just to be.
Yeah.
Contrarians.
Yeah. It's like that.
Yeah.
And because I see him like that, I think to myself, bro, like. You're not really being truthful. You're just saying it just to get clicks.
Yeah. But I mean, people listen to, that's the reason why Drake said, I'm going to make me buy bottles for Charlemagne. I can't think of words out.
Yeah.
Going to make me buy bottles for Charlemagne.
Mm. Like, I think he's a bit of a virtue signaler.
Who?
Charlemagne.
Yeah.
What does that mean? I think
it's someone who says the right thing.
To be seen,
to be said the right thing. Yeah. Not because they naturally feel that.
Hey, we can't say that and say the contrarian.
The reason I say that,
it's
like...
It can be a bit of off, I think.
It's kind of like when... it's going to sound really bad.
Sounds like you're saying he's a people pleaser and a contrarian.
Yeah, because he's going to say the messy shit and then clean it up by being... And then...
So basically, he would have sat there and said, oh, Kendrick just blew you lot up. Kendrick just did this. Kendrick destroyed you. Da-da-da-da. Then Cole apologises. Oh my goodness, he's such a good guy. A second ago, you were saying he was being destroyed. Then you were saying he has to respond.
Mm.
That's kind of what he did, to be fair.
That's what I'm saying.
You know,
that's exactly what he did.
So you're playing two sides. You can't do both.
Yeah. It's like when
Arcus, he's saying virtual virtue signaling. What is it?
Virtue signal.
Virtue. I keep going to say virtual. Virtue signaling for both sides.
In a sense.
That's kind of.
It's like when, for example, do you know when Complex did that?
Isn't that called being diplomatic?
No.
I see what both
of
you were saying.
Yeah. You know when Complex did that list and they put little Sims in higher than, let's say, Wretch or something like that?
Yeah.
It's like, come on now, stop it. Stop it. You know what I mean?
I'm
like,
with you. Okay, you know,
you're doing it on the basis that.
Yeah. You can be a contrarian and a I'm with you now still. But yeah, I think Drake drops soon and I think it'll be hard, you know.
I think it'll be
nasty.
I think it will.
Because I think Drake knows Kendrick will murder him, so he has to go low
he
first.
He has to go low blow.
Because
first.
Kendrick hates him, you know.
I know.
Kendrick, I know for a fact.
He hates him. I'd like Kendrick to know why he hates him.
Because of everything he stands for.
He's everything he's not.
Yeah. Of everything that Drake stands for is not what hip hop is. And Kendrick hates that Drake has made the game the way it is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The,
it's like with Cole, Kendrick doesn't dislike Cole because, as you said, they're kind of like the same kind of vibe.
Mm-hmm.
They both rap, and it's about being pure. Now,
ethic, moral.
He's literally like, I'm going to ride this thing and rinse it any way that I can until the world's fall off.
Everything that hip-hop stood for, Drake has kind of gone against. Maybe not everything, but you know what I mean. So the Ghostwriters thing, obviously Kendrick mentioned that, being sensitive, that's not hip hop. Can just mention that. Probably even just being competitive, like just Drake is a pop star of hip hop.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And hip hop was meant to be the anti pop, or I'm guessing. Yeah. I don't know if it's meant to, but it kind of has been that. Innit? You know what I mean? The rebellious, and Drake's been the
But it's one of them. But even the thing is, you know what, going back to the very, 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 very beginning, there's some tunes on that Cole thing, it's cold. Like that Reddit thing with Cam, cold. It's a shame I can't listen to it until October.
I didn't like that one that much.
Really?
I don't know. First listen, everything was well, because that's J. Cole. J. Cole's bars are unreal. Like, yeah.
Yo, fam, he said, you can hold your L like the center in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Fam.
Joel
Embiid. He's a basketball player. Okay. He's a center in the 76ers in Philadelphia.
Yeah, okay.
Bars, nigga.
Well, he's got a lot of that.
Yeah.
And if you look at the word Philadelphia.
That's what I was going to, yeah. The middle of Philadelphia is L, isn't it?
Fam, the guy. That's what I'm saying. He is the best rapper.
Yeah.
He is the best rapper. It's not debatable. It's really not debatable.
Mm.
You're talking about bars. He's him.
But he's basically Jonah Lucas now.
No, because Jonah Lucas is like...
Jonah Lucas can rap.
Yeah, he can. I'm not a fan. I'm just not a fan.
Not that.
Paul's
not that. Jermaine's not that.
I don't know.
I'm not a fan. And the thing is, like with Cole, I think it's kind of... It's going to sound weird, but it's still on brand for him not to be... In the top. Jermaine's. To be the top guy. It's not on brand for him.
It's like, he's, the way he is, and the way he's marketed, is not to be, he's to be the underdog.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, that's the thing then, that's the whole, this whole run has been a bit of a mess, because he's been barring for days to be the number one guy, but when it comes to being the number one guy, it's more than just bars,
yeah.
And he obviously ain't.
Or it's like, do you know, like, I think, like, I didn't want to get it that way.
Well, yeah, but that's the only that's way what to I think it is. Isn't it?
But, yeah.
Well, no, because look at Wayne didn't go that way.
That's what I'm saying.
But at the same time, Wayne, as much as... Wayne ain't really considered as the best rapper.
Is
was. He was considered the best rapper alive at that time.
Everyone, at the time, everyone was like, Wayne on a different planet.
I've never ever heard anyone put Wayne above Jay-Z. Biggie,
you were not listening.
Tupac.
You were not listening then.
Wayne. People putting Wayne above Jay-Z. 2009.
Oh, yeah.
2009.
Wayne above.
2009. Wayne Little Wayne.
In a different world.
My God.
Wayne was. Do you know what Wayne had? Do you know, like, that period of time where Ronaldinho was the best footballer in the world, and no one could say anything. They're still ballers about.
Chat to him.
But ballers are still about, and that like man, like serious ballers are still about. But like, when you watch my man every week, you're thinking, bro,
you know, it's
he's gonna give you certain stuff.
Okay, every game.
But I get what you're saying. What Wayne was like undeniably at that time.
No, yeah. See, I'm kind of saying,
but people won't put him top three now.
That's what I'm
saying. Like, people wouldn't say Wayne. Like, some people might. Don't get me wrong. But people aren't saying, like, cemented, yeah, Wayne was, like, top three of all time.
For a moment in time.
Yeah, in that run that he had, undeniably, he was like, okay, no one's touching Wayne right
now. Okay, but it's like saying, okay, J. Cole's the best rapper alive now.
Yeah, but that's not true.
He's the best rapper alive now?
I don't know, but it's not J. Cole.
It probably is J. Cole. But then is J. Cole...
He's actually the best.
Is anyone ever going to put J. Cole in that top five conversation with Tupac, Biggie, Nas?
No.
That's
what I'm saying.
Because that wars...
No, because just... they stand for something. They're bigger than the music. They're bigger than hip-hop.
No, but the reason why I say necessarily...
When they become martyrs...
Yes, I get martyrs.
They are past whatever they were before.
Well, Jay-Z's alive, so he's not a martyr.
But the thing is... And I still say, when you go into battle, it builds your character in a different way than everything else does, because you are battle-tested. At the end of the day, you've gone up against one of the best... And you've come out the other side. You win or you lose. So because of that, what you're doing is basically saying, okay, I'm against Juice. That means it's me against him. That means we are better than all the rest.
Mm.
So irrespective of what happens, whoever wins out of me and you,
that's what happens.
We're still better than everyone else.
That's what happened with Kendrick and Drake.
To a different level, just that's by engaging in that war.
Mm.
Yeah, it's like
the Jay and Nas.
Really and truly. There were better rappers than Jay-Z, Nas, Biggie, Tupac, but they won't be considered in that top five. And that's kind of what I'm saying about Lil Wayne. Like, as good as a rapper he was, best alive at that time, why isn't he considered in the top five?
I think you'd be surprised. Depends who you're asking. I think a lot of like real hip hop listeners would probably have Wayne in the top five.
And a lot of the time these lists or these top five or top whatever's biased to East Coast ears or East Coast commentators. There's guys out there that are barring hard, like, but
there is, but the thing is, yeah, it's about location.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. If you're from a little bit further down south, Wayne's definitely in
the top five. And I do understand it, because you see, when you're from the East Coast, as you're growing up, bro, it's like, it's war. When you grow up with K-Slay, Flex, it's literally, on the East Coast, it was at the time, bro, it was just different. So, because a man says something, man gets on the road. As I said, it's like grime.
Mm.
It was like grime.
Mm.
And this is the reason why, growing up, when you see a man doing that and you see what it is now, you're just like, this could have been a moment.
I think that's what the main people are really bothered about. It's just that they were robbed of seeing that.
Mm.
That's all it is. It's not like, they don't really care the fact that the man felt away. They're like, nah, I don't care. Entertain me. That's the crux of the matter. People just want to be entertained.
Yeah, but it's more than just entertained. It's like, we wanted the essence back. We wanted a lyrical back and forth.
Yes. Because fam, think about this now. As I said in the group chat, hip-hop, outside of those three, to the masses, it's in the bin.
Fam, Reason. Yeah, Reason said it. He said, yeah, this rap stuff is so much better when all of the big three outside.
Outside of them three, like, you got Ice Spice winning awards. Sexy Red winning awards.
Hip hop's in the gutter, man. Everyone needs to accept it.
Like,
We need to riot.
You had
girlfriends.
Girls warring
against each other.
Now my point is that those girls were part of the bringing of this female Kucha rap. Now,
was it Kucha rap or more scamming rap?
I don't know.
I thought it was more scandal.
It's all Kucha. It's all Kucha, right?
It's all the same.
Kucha power rap.
That's
under the same umbrella.
The face of hip hop was.
I was gonna say, like, that's in the Kucha rap's in the mood right now. Kucha rap is in the mood. I don't think hip hop on the whole
is the mood.
But the thing is, people were coming out and saying, "Oh, women run hip hop."
Yeah, yeah, they were.
As for a while,
yeah.
Not disrespect.
Dying.
The only person I'd sit there and say, "Yo, certified is Rhapsody."
Is the album out? Is it coming?
I don't know.
I've only heard one song, one video.
You see what I'm saying?
But that's been the face of hip hop for 2-3 years.
But Bar Rhapsody, it's in the bin.
But you know why? It's the marketability of these people.
Yeah, but that's, we're talking about the face though. The actual core of hip hop. It's not great, but it's not quite in the bin yet.
There's still quite a bit going on. Nicki's album came out. She was rapping on there, I can't lie. She was rapping on there. Some tunes are alright. Probably didn't do that well compared to some of these.
Way better. Did the numbers? Nicki Minaj's album is still doing well.
Done well.
I think it was 200-something thousand. Like, Nicki's got a core fan base and she's got bars.
Nicki's got a cult following, man, and she was a pop star.
It's not even a cult.
You kind of have to.
It's way too big to call a cult following. Like, Nicki's.
No, that's a cult following.
It's a cult following. A massive following.
Just because it's massive doesn't mean it can't be. Like, a cult following doesn't mean it can't be defined by size. Tyler the Creator has a cult following and he's massive. Pause.
Yeah, but so where's the
Beyonce is following a
nigga? Yeah, you know, Tyler level people.
He's got a cult following, same way how.
So is the Beehive a cult following?
Yes.
Fam, that is a cult. Don't.
I've always associated cult with being smaller than.
A cult following is like, so like, in terms of how music, how a cult following, like how I see it working is like, you've got people that no matter what, you've managed to build a relationship with your fans to the degree where no matter what you put out, like Kanye West has a cult following.
Yeah.
Mm. No matter what he does, people are going to rush to go and listen to it.
Let me add that to the library now. Still,
man was trying to tell me Pootie Scoot was sick.
Nah, you couldn't.
This is what I'm saying.
This guy, honestly,
you're part of his cult following, fam.
I had to score the misses on that tune the other day.
I was in the party saying, "Fam, this is trash."
Lift yourself.
You're not the mad thing about that, yeah. That tune was like, is it Jersey beat, Jersey house beat? Or whatever we call it is.
Yeah.
That was that. How many years before?
No,
yeah, I mean, let's let her get took down now, yeah.
We can't say that ain't hard though.
I'm trying to think, what would Drake do on that?
Nothing.
This guy was there gassing up this, you know. Gassing it up. And I was just like, me and you listening to the same thing.
You know what it is? You're just way too serious.
Juice is part of the problem. Juice is part of all these cult followers.
You're way too serious.
Juice. We already found out what the problem was. Adrian's still trying to be God.
It's a callback.
Travis told us about you, man. You know, he told us about you, man. Honestly.
2018.
Still trying to be God.
But you're too serious, man. I just think that Cole backing out of this was just a big, big, big letdown, and it's gonna take a while to get out of this.
Recover. Yeah, it's one of them. I'm already over it, to be honest. I'm just waiting for this apparently nuclear tune
I just find it funny because the Dreamers are so loud this weekend.
Bro, they're annoying.
The Dreamers are so loud. You was a Dreamer for this weekend, definitely. You definitely a Dreamer this past weekend.
If not, nigga, you were asleep. One or two.
Yeah, using the REM sleep, you were.
Trust me. Eyes going crazy under them lids, you know, fam. Just like.
Yo, you're definitely Inception sucks.
confirmed. You know, he's told him he's a shaker.
That's what's really.
Agents told him he's a little spring ball in the shaker. Yeah. That's honestly, his team.
Yeah. Oh, that's his video.
I just think to see the thing that annoys me the most, is seeing all these dreamers, as you call them, saying, "Oh, it's so mature, I can't believe." I was like, "Listen, I can tell you people don't really love hip hop. You just love J. Cole."
That could be true.
Like, all you people, you don't love hip hop. You don't love rap music. You just love J. Cole. And that's the only reason why you're here. You like this guy. Listen, not him, but specifically, I'm talking about J. Cole. And I'm just saying that irrespective of who is the instrument, I love the art of rap. I will be more loyal to rap above any single person as long as they resonate to me. The person who it is, as long as they come with bars and I can kind of like relate to who they are and what they're about, that's what I'm invested in. If the person shows me that's not who they are, yo, step aside.
DJ, what time are you on?
I've got 124 here.
124.
We'll be going for a minute, so
yeah. All right, let's wrap up. But why haven't you listened to Future's album? I'm so confused.
I'm just fed up. I don't want to listen. Yo, put it aside. This week, I haven't listened to anything. After that disappointment, I said, no, I ain't listening to you. None of you niggas. So then I said, today I listened to Chris Brown.
Yeah, I didn't know. You know what the joke is? Last couple weeks, I was thinking, I'm sure I'm due with Chris Brown, Deluxe album, by now.
Some of that. Some of the songs are mid.
Yeah,
but even his beef, everyone's beef at the moment, isn't it? Except for Quavo.
He's beefing,
except for Quavo, yeah.
Why was Quavo?
I think he didn't like Quavo. Same woman.
He doesn't like Quavo.
Yeah, but they all do.
Something about Quavo.
He doesn't like Quavo.
Like, these man, just
they're all beefing over again, innit?
Why'd you all fuck the same gal, though? There's bare gal in the world, you know.
It's like, fam, bare gal in the world.
We say that, yeah.
Bare gal.
You know how they said there's plenty of fish in the sea?
Yeah.
But then, like, Ed and Sam. Bro,
put it this way, yeah. If I was a rich rapper, I wouldn't be out here fucking the same girl that all these American dudes. I just go to Brazil.
Yeah, well, that's what they do. I just go to Brazil for a month. Someone finds the girl, gasses her up, money's her up, she gets BBL, comes over to America, and then she, next thing you know,
yeah, but I don't want those problems. I'm going to go to Brazil and get the real deal. I don't need the BBL.
No, well, okay. Like, once you famous rapper, find that Brazilian gem and bring it to the masses.
But fam, once you fly her over and she's with you, no offense, and this is not how I behave. This is not how I behave. I'm just putting myself.
We're hypotheticizing here.
Of a rich, toxic rapper. Once you're done with the thing, dash it where?
Exactly.
Yeah, but
maybe.
Free? Fly!
Yeah.
Yeah. No, spread your wings.
But that's what I'm saying. So
scare out the house.
That's what happens, though. It's never.
Look at this amazing bird. Come here.
No, but it's never It's never usually the Columbus. It's never usually the discoverer that has the beef. It's like Kanye discovered Amber Rose, and then she goes with someone, and then she goes with someone else. It's them two that beef. Kanye's out of it. Kanye found her and dashed her. It's the other two are now she's someone. So now she's with him. I'm not saying Amber got.
Yeah,
but you know what I mean. Now that Kanye's made him into someone, now she's desirable to bear, man.
You know what?
You know what I mean.
Easy to her.
Yeah. Well,
I just think it's weird. I think it's mad weird. I'm like, yo, you got mad dough. You can pick up nearly any girl in a place in a club.
Yeah, but
it's also ego, though. It's also ego.
Yeah.
Go to like.
Yeah, facts.
You basically get on your private jet because you've got one. Get on a plane to the next country. Walk in a club, find a girl. It's that simple.
Really that simple.
It's really that simple.
Yeah, but sometimes you want that one on your explore page.
And you can get the one on your explore page also.
Yeah.
Because she could be from Brazil.
But that one on your explore page has already been discovered by an ex one. So now both of you are in her DMs and pillow talking with her when you both get there. And now there's beef between you over that girl from the explore page.
Me as a man, I would purposely, I don't want those problems. If I know.
Well, that's what Future's saying.
If I'm mad rich.
And then Drake.
Exactly. Like, if I'm mad rich, like, what business do I have beefing over girl?
No, but
every girl wants me.
Get me?
No, but it's not even say over the girl sometimes. This is like, okay, me and Explore Page team. and then you're with the Explore Page thing. But the Explore Page thing told me, oh, Adrian was chatting about you, you know. So, yeah, Adrian's my guy. Why is Adrian chatting? So now me and Adrian have got something. It's not over the girl, but she's the...
Girl across is because look, who's the problem here? The girl?
Yeah. I have to know. That's why the man usually firms up afterwards. But I... Respect fist. Let me clean it up. You know what I meant, man? What, man, you shake hands. Shake hands after.
Yeah, I feel like we were wrapping up. Yeah. Yeah.
Don't
worry about it. This is wild.
Like, at the end of the day, yeah, from time a girl says, oh, my mum was talking about you, that means you're bringing me up in conversation.
Yeah, of course.
How's she going to know?
She's a bird. She's got to. You can't expect better from an Explore Page girl. Fam, I mean, even I used to get it. So, you chatting to my friend, was it here? So, what are you not chatting about me for? how did I come up? So, what'd she say? What'd she say? It's true.
Was it good? Yeah, man. This week's been a mad thing. But yeah, this year's
been a mad thing.
You hear that tune? I was talking about the tune Afterlife. It sampled Leave Me Alone.
I haven't listened to it. I literally started it on the way over here.
He sampled Leave Me Alone. I don't like this. Not that I don't like it, it's just a case that you see when people sample a song and when you hear the sample, you're like, to these new people, they're gonna be like, oh my goodness. But you're like, I know what the original sounds like and I know the effect of the original, and you know.
I've never heard a Michael Jackson sample be better than the original.
Exactly. And I was just like, no,
never heard a Stevie Wonder sample be better than the original.
Ooh.
Never heard a Marvin Gaye sample.
There's been a lot of Stevie samples.
Yeah.
I stand on...
Even Gangster's Paradise. My like, D.
I stand...
Pastime Paradise might not be as good as Gangster's Paradise.
Square. Okay. I don't care.
But yeah. Let's wrap.
I would have still, but like, he said let's wrap, so...
Yeah, let's wrap.
It's his turn. He wants to rap. So do the rap. Here you go.
Yeah. To rap, I ain't rapping.
Yo, what
you
wanna say?
You know what he is? Juicy the J. Cole nigga, that's what it is, yeah. Yeah. Man, just called him out, yeah. Now he's gonna apologize in a bit.
No, I'd have to rap first and then say sorry for the bars.
Yeah. Anyhow, like, share, subscribe.
Tim, you stink. Yo, you don't smell that budget enough, fam.
Yo, Tim, you don't stink. Yo, you man, doesn't Tim smell great? Yeah.
Smells good, right?
Smells good, right?
So you know what? And if you want, yeah, my armpit's here, yeah, you can smell it. Yo, smell it. Say what you want about my armpit, fam. Yo, take on
it. Take on the tune. Take on the tune.
But yeah, man, like, share, subscribe.
Not yeah, man.
Whoa.
Be
let down about this debacle.
J. Cole, man.
It's fake.
Yeah.
Fake, man. But anyway. He would have never made it in the early 90s. Mid-2000s. He would have made it.
He's not that guy. Trust me, you're not that guy, pal.
Only real one stood for, you know, stood for...
The J. Cole's. I mean, the Kendrick Lamar's. Yeah, they go to the shop.
Anyways.
Man, like
gang,
probably sent to
the
shops.
Nah.
He's probably too busy stripping. Anyways.
Whoa.
Yeah, nigga, he was a stripper. He was a stripper. Then I said that a bunch of them gangsters niggas up in there stripped as well, apparently.
Like, comment, share, subscribe. Big up, Chelsea, and Fear.
Yeah.
Big up.
Respect.
Enough respect. We'll catch y'all.
Thanks for listening.
Peace.
Deuces.